This is Larry Williams Drive with Chris Lynch. Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
Today, I can confirm that Cabinet and ministers have found and agreed a solution to make housing and home ownership more accessible for New Zealanders. The government will introduce an amendment to the Overseas Investment Act to classify residential housing as sensitive and introduced a test for residency. The effect of this will mean that non-residents or non-citizens cannot purchase existing residential dwellings in New Zealand.
So the government says it's found a way to ban foreigners buying homes in New Zealand without breaching free trade agreements. Stephen Franks is a commercial lawyer and former ACT Party leader and joins me now. And hello to you, sir.
G'day, Chris.
Jacinda Ardern says this approach won't breach any trade deal apart from Singapore. Your reaction, is she right?
Look, you'd have to see the fine print to know. It may be. It seems a little bit of a stretch to me. I think that most of these trade deals are signed with some sort of anti-avoidance drafting to make sure that someone can't just renege on them as soon as they sign them, you know, get the advantages and then renege. And it just seems very, very obvious that if you can just reclassify something and thereby exclude the investments by the other nations, nationals, it looks pretty cute. But you know, I'd wait to see how they justify it.
So you're suggesting, what, it's too good to be true, or that the devil's in the detail and we don't have the detail?
Yeah, the devil's in the detail.
Yeah. And
it's interesting that they've said that it doesn't fit the Singapore one. The Singapore one was effective while the Labor government was in power that negotiated most of these. The China one came into effect in 2008, and the ASEAN one, which Malaysia is the primary beneficiary of at the moment, is the one that I would have, well, that's why I'm a bit baffled without seeing the detail, because I'd have thought that would be similar to Singapore.
You'd think so. Australians will be exempt from this, but as for the rest of our trading partners, how might they view this? Will they want to press that point home?
Look, China's been trying to stop flight of its capital, or flight from rich people getting rid of their of what China might see as their ill-gotten gains. So they may not actually have a strong objection, but they will be very uncomfortable. They would not want to let it be thought they would allow a discriminatory provision to come in. The Aussies can do it because they always reserve the right to discriminate. They're allowed to prefer Americans and New Zealanders and Australians, and Canadians and United Kingdom. But we gave that away, and I'd be very surprised if it's easy for us to get away with something that looks as if we prefer Australians over others.
The thing is, the Singapore Closer Economic Partnership is a pretty important one. How will the government work through that, do you think?
Well, Singapore might be sympathetic. In fact, a lot of countries may be sympathetic. If it can be achieved without blowing a hole in the structure of these agreements, without making them all effectively unenforceable, I suspect that most of them won't mind. They're very aware that all countries are worried about hot money flows in housing. And so I don't think Singapore would be trying to stop us for its own sake. It'll just be concerned in case we're asserting that we can do something that makes these agreements a bit of a joke anyway.
Stephen, the Prime Minister says the national government was wrong when it claimed a ban on foreign buyers could not be done without breaching free trade agreements. What's your gut feeling? Who's right?
They tried to draft the agreement so that you couldn't. If they found a way through, as a Kiwi, as a New Zealander, I'll be glad. But if they have done it, it wasn't obvious to me when I was analysing all this a few years ago, and it's still not obvious to me from the Prime Minister's announcement.
Here's the thing. Do we actually have any idea how many houses will be affected?
I think that's a really good question. An awful lot of this could just be decoration, because our officials have not been collecting the data that enables them to know. I am fully satisfied that the figures that the government was putting out about the numbers of houses held for foreign residents or for foreigners were completely false. They just are not. They haven't dug in behind the declaration. So you get, I had one lawyer told me they had a student, somewhere here, resident as a student, who owned 41 houses, obviously holding them for people whose money had come in from offshore who weren't here at all. So this will really bite if they have a whole lot of administrative steps to go behind untrue statements and declarations.
Thank you for that. That is Stephen Franks, a commercial lawyer and former ACT Party MP.
Chris Lynch.
Well, your feedback's coming through now. Let's get to some of it. Labor has just ensured the house prices are going to skyrocket in the next couple of months until the legislation comes in. Yeah, that's a good point, Sue. Not a bad point at all. More of your instant feedback. 9 years of doing nothing from National and Labor has done something in the first day. Thank you for that. We take you to Hollywood next. It's 5:13.